Hey, Kelly, thanks for joining us on the Joining Crowd Business Podcast. Can you start out by sharing a little bit about your company? A little bit about your company.
Yeah, so our company's name is Dazu. We are a prefabricated, panelized, modular housing company, and we're really focused on life cycle sustainability and the adaptability of a structure over the life cycle of the product.
You're listening to the Joining Crowd Business Podcast, where we share the stories of local businesses and what makes them unique. Follow us on Stitcher, Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. The Joining Crowd Business Podcast is brought to you by Joining Crowd Digital Business Cards. Create unlimited free digital business cards and upgrade for only $1 a month. With Joining Crowd's new Charities feature, you can display your favorite charity's logo right from your digital card, making it easy to help drive awareness and funds to the nonprofit organizations that are dear to your heart. Well, without further delay, here's your host, Joseph Hecker.
And how'd you guys get started?
We actually got started out of the Colorado School of Mines Entrepreneurship and Innovation Pipeline. We've been working on the product for about 2 years now, and we're now starting commercialization. We have our first unit being constructed currently. So we're in manufacturing, and we're going to be building our first 540 square foot unit within the year.
Wow, congratulations on that.
Thanks.
What is something most people might not know about your product?
Well, that's a great question. We're a fairly novel product. We're kind of pushing outside of how modular construction is currently applied to the market. How we're really looking at the problem that we're facing is just increasing inventory and getting a more variety of layouts for the end user, the resident, right? And so what we're really focused on is a panel-based system that's a kit of parts that can be rearranged into a variety of layouts based off of the site demands and the user constraints.
Interesting. This is slightly off our normal routine questions, but Elon Musk really gave Revan a lot of leeway in saying that developing the product's one thing, going into production is an entirely different story. What is production looking like for you guys?
Currently, we have a partnership model that we're using for production, but we're planning out a 18 to 24 month go-to-market strategy that we're going to be in-housing our manufacturing. We're noticing that distribution and distance of distribution is going to be a really large challenge for us because we're moving a large product, right? Has a lot of volume to it, has a lot of weight to it. So the cost of traditional modular transportation, modular housing transportation, is pretty high, right? Most of the solutions that are out there currently are volumetric, so you're shipping a big box that's already been constructed. So there's a lot of air, right? A lot of wasted space. So that's kind of one of our biggest objectives, is to try to localize the assembly of our final components so that we can minimize the cost of transportation.
Very cool. Well, and how can people find out more about what you guys are doing?
Absolutely. You can check out our website at dazu.com and see the progress that we're making and reach out to us that way for project information.
Awesome. Well, thanks for being on the podcast.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Joining Crowd Business Podcast. Remember to hit the follow and share button. You never know who might benefit from the information shared in a podcast. If you'd like to be a guest on the Joining Crowd Business Podcast, simply visit us at www.joiningcrowdbusinesspodcast.com. That's www.joiningcrowdbusinesspodcast.com. Until next time, remember to say hi to someone new. You never know who you'll meet or where it will lead.